Now,
the rest of the story. Two couples went out for the evening in much the same way that couples do everywhere. Now, if you forget everything else I'm going to say for the next couple of minutes, remember this. Two couples are out for the evening, dinner and a show, but there was madness in the air. One couple was married, the other engaged, and while the marriage of the first was not without turmoil, the union of the second was most promising indeed, until the madness struck. Now, it has been suggested that when the insane were locked away in days gone by, it was because the so-called sane people feared the contagion of insanity. In other words, many believed that madness was catching like a disease. So in an effort to immunize themselves, they packed off the crazies to faraway places, believing they might therefore avoid the afflictions of the mad. Of course, the isolation of the insane was insane. And while there are some communicable diseases which manifest unusual behavior in the victim, and while we have traced some forms of insanity to blood disorders and vitamin deficiencies, there is no modern-day evidence that madness as such can be caught like a cold. Almost no evidence. For occasionally the precepts of medieval medicine and Dark Ages psychiatry come back to haunt us. So once upon a time, as I said, two couples went out for the evening. Much as many couples do. Anywhere. Anytime. There was dinner and a show, but there was madness in the air. How else could what have happened happened? Let's take these four people, one at a time. One, a distant relative of actor Basil Rathbone, Major Henry Rathbone, intelligent, honest, good army officer. Far as we know, any predisposition to violence he might have had began and ended with the military. Major Henry's companion for the evening was his fiancée, Clara Harris, attractive, gentle woman. She one day married the major, despite what happened that night. Third in the party was Mary, high-spirited, quick-witted, well-educated. Mary came from a rather distinguished family background. Some of her relatives frowned on the man she married, her husband who accompanied her that evening. And even he, from time to time, doubted that any man could ever make Mary happy. Nonetheless, they had been engaged, they broke it off, they became engaged again, finally married. Now, they had four children, only one of whom survived to adulthood. And though Mary and her husband seemed truly to love each other, their marriage was often beset by hectic quarrels and perhaps unfounded jealousies. And then one day the scales, already precariously balanced, began to tip, and Mary started to suffer from recurring headaches and fits of temper, a sense of insecurity and loneliness that was intensified by her husband's long absences on the lawyer's circuit. And though this is not meant to suggest that the creeping madness which began that night began with Mary, she was later adjudged. She was later certified insane. For once upon a time, two couples went out together when there must have been madness in the air. Because Major Henry eventually married Clara, and shortly thereafter, in a fit of inexplicable rage, he murdered her. And on the very evening the four shared each other's company, Mary's husband was killed in cold blood by a man decidedly insane. And that man, days later, was gunned down by another who also went mad. If the chain remains unbroken, what you have heard is all that we know. And if there was madness in the air that night, there is no evidence that it lingers still. But this was the story of the two couples who went out together that night in Washington, D.C. in 1865 for dinner and a show at Ford's Theater. Now you know the rest of the story.